Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pittsburgh Penguins down 3-0 and face a tall challenge to try to come back. But it starts with one game, one win. Larry Richard, John Shumway back with me on Monday and joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. I think he's a hockey savant. Paul Steigerwald is with us, still with the organization. And, Paul, disappointing that we find the Penguins down 0-3, obviously, and it is a tall order to try to climb back. I think only four teams in NHL history have done it. 75, it was the Islanders who did it against the Penguins. So does this team have the talent to do it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they definitely have it. I mean, it's just they really don't have to win four right now. They have to win one, and that's how they have to look at it. I mean, I know it sounds kind of simplistic and idiotic in a way, but not really, because that's how it's done. I mean, you think about it. Penguins win tonight. Now they are still alive. They've won a game. They're feeling better. They knew they had to win a game on Long Island. They have to win two now, but they knew they had to win at least one game before the series started. So now they go back up there where I thought they played pretty well in the first two games. I mean, not as well as they would have liked, but better than they played in Game 3 in Pittsburgh. And then all of a sudden, now you've got a series if you win that game. So, but they're not thinking that way either. They're thinking of their current team. Win tonight's game, and I'm going to do it. Got the talent, you know, the pedigree to do that. I love what Sidney Crosby said yesterday. He wanted to be a part of a team that would do this. I mean, I think that's a pretty cool way to look at it. He'd like to make history.
Well, that'd be about the only thing he hasn't already achieved.
That's true.
Really. But, you know, mentally, obviously a huge disappointment if you're swept out in the first series after working so hard to get there and put themselves in a position to be in the playoffs. That said, Jason Mackey in the Post-Gazette interviewed then-goalie, Islander goalie, Chico Resch, who is now with the New Jersey Devils broadcast team. And he was asking him about, well, what did you guys do? What was the mentality? And he said Al Arbor kind of drew a line in the snow and said, you guys, anyone thinks that we can't do this, you stay there, the rest come over here. Of course, they all did. But Chico was saying they got to do something different. They got to loosen something up. Was giving them the day off yesterday maybe part of that?
Well, maybe. You know, I think just, you know, the team needing them maybe to take a breath. And interestingly, it's something that occurred to me yesterday, and I may be just grasping at straws here, but I thought it was interesting that when they took the day off, they didn't have the players be available, and they came out and spoke at a podium in front of the group of media, and just the whole feeling of it was so different for me. I mean, normally it's, you know, I mean, in the finals they have those podiums where the players come out and see the table with the microphone and they talk, and that's when you go, gone a long way in the playoffs and the whole world's watching. But it just was different to see the players walk down the hall yesterday at Penguins practice facility and get up there in front of a group of media who were all seated and have to talk about the situation they were in, and it just seemed to add some sort of gravity to the whole thing for me. And these players, they take their jobs and their team very seriously. It's a very proud group. They've accomplished a lot, and I think they've probably now been sufficiently sort of given the time to think about exactly what it would mean to be swept. They don't want to have it happen to them. They don't want the year to end. And I think this, the survival instincts in the players that make them survive such things, I mean, really it's that absolutely disdain for losing and not wanting to lose this way. It keeps you alive. And that's what I think the Penguins will be drawing upon tonight.
We're with Paul Steigerwald on KDK Radio. And Staggy, the fact that, yeah, they don't want to be swept, especially at home in the first series. So playing for pride, even to get a win or two out of it, if that's it. But looking ahead, people are already speculating that the team needs to make some radical changes for next season. How do you see it?
Well, it isn't so much that they need to make radical changes for next season. It's about when something like this happens, you have to take stock in it and say, okay, is the window closed for winning Stanley Cups with this group? And how important is it for us to continue to have success, not just next year, but year after year? And so sometimes these situations will make you kind of take stock in your whole team, your organization, the direction you're going, and whether or not you want to sort of replenish your lineup with younger players to have success again, maybe 2 or 3 years from now, as opposed to continuing to hang on to the belief that the players you currently have will get you there again. So that's really the question. It's not, you know, for next year. It's for the future. What would the Penguins do this summer that would set them up for not just next year, but many years after that, if they decide to make those kind of changes? Otherwise, their approach would be that they don't do much, and they continue to go with the people they have and just hope that, you know, they get a better result next year with a few minor changes to make their team a little bit more ready for the playoffs.
Well, I think General Manager Jim Rutherford's done a remarkable job in doing what he does, so I think fans can have faith that they'll do what's necessary, and hopefully tonight they'll get that first win, and we'll see what happens. Staggy, as always, appreciate your time. Hopefully we can talk again.
Yeah, I think we will be talking again, Larry. I just have a feeling this series is going to go a little while, and I think it could be very, very fun to see the Penguins turn it around. Might be a fun thing.
Paul Steigerwald on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Desperation time for the Pens tonight. PPG Paints against the Islanders.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.